Here's what Donald S. Coffey, professor at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine in Baltimore, had to say about the event.
Well, this is an amazing conference because it mixes a group of people who don't normally get together. That is physicists, mathematicians, people who work in evolution and space and outer solar systems and things. And so it's just wonderful to hear all this talent come together and wrestle with the question of how can we get through and make a difference on cancer.
Have you learned anything?
Oh, absolutely. What's come out of this is by hearing people who are experts on how life can exist under very extreme conditions and understanding how the cell is organized. We're hearing all sorts of amazing things because the way you tell a cancer cell is that the cell is out of shape. Now, obviously, it has to be growing in this, but you can just look at an individual cell and tell it's a cancer cell, like a pap smear.
But we don't know why it's out of shape.
No, what we're finding is there's a little skeleton inside called a cytoskeleton. That means a cell skeleton. And that structure's out of shape, and so it makes the building out of shape. It's like changing the eye beams in a building. So the building's out of shape. Then we find out that the cancer cell is actually capable of crawling and moving. So it actually crawls through people. That's called metastatic. It's malignant. It invades things. So when a bunch of cells grow, it's called a tumor. And many women have lumps in their breast, and men have lumps in their prostate. About 90% of these are benign. That means they won't bother you. But the others are malignant. Now, the difference is that the benign ones grow like your fists. They grow as a little contained structure. And so you can take those out like you sort of take a tangerine out of a tangerine by peeling the lining off the tangerine. So they're easily handled surgically. But if they look like your hand, they look like a crab. They're invading the normal tissue. They're not round and compacted. And so the word for cancer for the zodiac was already here years before the disease was really recognized. So in essence, we're trying to find out why they spread, why they invade like this. But tumors just mean it's an abnormal growth. Cancer means it's malignant. And then when pieces of this break off, they're metastatic. They go to other organs and cause trouble.
Now, we've been hearing a lot about the extracellular matrix and how important that is. What do you make of all that?
Well, what happens is these cells are sort of like Coke cans. If you stack them up, that's normal. But if you get a big stack, that's a tumor growth. It's abnormal accumulation. But if they're out of shape, as we said, then that's cancer. And what happens is they break loose from the plane that they're sitting on. So imagine you had a table like a desk and you had a can sitting on it. The table would be the extracellular matrix. The can would sit on there, and it is sort of locked in place. Now, what happens normally, if that can comes off of that table, the cell is automatically programmed to self-detonate and kill itself, and that's called apoptosis-like. But in a cancer cell, when they come off, they keep growing. So they can spread to other spots. So the extracellular matrix and how it talks in keeping the cell where it belongs, in the breast, in the brain, in the prostate, is very important. So here at this meeting, all sorts of experts have come in on breast and prostate, and a lot of scientists and people who understand a lot about, you know, how life is formed and how it's controlled are speaking to each other. This is a great meeting. Lots of great ideas coming out of there. I am 50 years in the field of cancer research at Johns Hopkins, so I'm up the ladder to say the least. And at least two-thirds of these people I have not met before. Usually when I go to meeting, I know everybody in the room. Here, there are all sorts of different disciplines. It's a really exciting meeting.